You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
I just feel better when I have fiber at every meal and for snacks. Everything works so smoothly, and even my mind is more productive. Carolina, why is that? I mean, I expect things to move more smoothly, but I'm not sure why the brain is more active and more productive when I eat fiber. Connect the dots for me.
I know. I'm a huge fan of fiber, and my whole family makes fun of me for that, because anytime they pick anything up, I'm like, well, how much fiber is in that? Like, what is your obsession? And I'm like, well, here's my obsession. Fiber is just as magical as it sounds, okay? It really is. The fact that we can't digest all fiber the same, the soluble, insoluble, and all that, is what makes it so special. It's because it goes through our system in the way that it does that it has so many benefits. Now, I'm not going to waste too much time in that, but just to convince you, I'm going to list some of the ways. Blood sugar control. Soluble fiber will help with that. Heart health, for example, there's an inverse association between the amount of fiber intake and the risk for heart disease. Stroke, research found that if you take for every 7 grams of fiber you consume on a daily basis, your stroke risk is decreased by 7% as well. Weight management and weight loss.
I'm going to jump in right here because most people think, well, that's because they're old. These people are old. But we're seeing kids suffering from heart attacks and strokes now. And I'm wondering if that lack of fiber in their diet is contributing to that, and connect that, because I don't understand. You know, maybe not everybody understands this.
Yeah. Well, I guess what I should say is, you know, for the heart health and the blood sugar control and the stroke, it's not like you eat 7 grams today and your risk is reduced tomorrow. It's a lifelong of committing to eating this. It's starting from the beginning so that there's no inflammation or damage that's occurring over time to your body. So, you know, a lot of people don't start eating the oatmeal until they hit the 60s thinking, okay, I mean, that's good. They're doing the right thing. But if they would have started at age 5, they would have really been doing the right thing. So the next few ones I think are going to be even truer for kids. For example, weight management, that's a huge one.
Yeah.
A lot of kids with weight issues don't get enough fiber, because fiber helps you feel full. So they never feel full with everything, the junk that they're eating. Another one is skin health. So many kids have issues with rashes or different skin conditions that even doctors keep saying, I don't know what it is, just put some cream on it. A lot of time, it can be actually the lack of fiber in their diet. Diverticulitis is, okay, that one you listen to more from adults, because, you know, it's that one, the risk of diverticulitis increases with inflammation, with age, hemorrhoids as well. But for example, irritable bowel syndrome, which is, you know, such a hard condition to even identify, but a lot of children nowadays are being diagnosed with this, and a lot
really?
Of them could be solved. Oh, yeah, irritable bowel disease is something, it's kind of like when they can't find anything else wrong, when the tummy hurts all the time, a lot of times this is what it is. And so fiber will provide some relief for most people with IBS. Of course, there's some specific cases, but you know, I could go on. Gallstones, kidney stones, everything will benefit from fiber. So fiber is good for everyone, and it should introduce it as early as you can. 6 months old, when you start introducing solid food, introduce fiber and keep going until you're 99 years old or more.
Oh, yeah.
If you're 100, you're off the hook.
Yeah, eat whatever you want. You get to 100, whatever.
There you go.
We've got a ways to go before that pleasure comes our way. Okay, so what are the best fiber foods that we need to eat?
Yeah, so here's the thing I think we have to remember, okay? We're supposed to eat anywhere from 21 to 25 for women, 30 to 38 for men. Children, there's not really a number, but, you know, you want to aim for 15 grams of fiber per day.
Right.
Grams of fiber per day. And, you know, ends up we're all taking about half of that, so we have to boost up. And the half that we're taking is most likely coming from grains. So I like to tell people, really what you should be doing is increasing your intake of fruits and vegetables, because those are some of the richest sources of fiber other than grains, and as well as some nuts and some seeds. So those are really, really great sources. So every single meal, like Ellen said, every meal she has fiber, and that's exactly how you want to think about it. Every single meal, you should be having at least one really great source of fiber as an ingredient to your recipe or as part of your meal, so that you can, at the end of the day, tally up those amounts and make sure you're getting all the benefits of eating the right amount of fiber.
Well, let's go start with breakfast. You said oatmeal, but it's a grain. So what's a non-grain, great fiber breakfast that families, kids, and adults would like to eat?
So we have all identified oatmeal, which is fantastic. Keep going with the oatmeal, but why not adding some berries, which are good sources as well, some chia seeds, some hemp hearts, for example, okay? So those are all really great sources of fiber. If you blend them all up with either almond milk or any kind of milk you prefer and make a smoothie, you can most definitely put oats in the smoothie, by the way. It gives that thicker feeling. I really like it. And make it a smoothie, and you're having a fiber-powered breakfast smoothie. So that's a good one to start the day with.
Yeah, I do it with water and berries and chia seeds, and I put some greens in there as well. But the berries and seeds go together really well in just about every smoothie, so that's a big plus for me.
I agree.
And we have that recipe on our site. Okay, it's lunchtime. I'm hungry. What?
I like our chicken apple salad. That's definitely a winner.
Ooh,
in the fiber
yeah.
department, because yep. here's your fiber source there. So you're getting the lettuce, the spring lettuce, but then you're adding red grapes, celery, apples, walnuts. Those are all fiber sources.
Yeah.
So that's a fantastic combination. And then you sprinkle in some chicken. If you're on a time crunch, why not use the Shelton's canned chicken? Good quality, but ready to go, easy. What you're going to make this chicken salad stick together is actually Greek style yogurt. We like to use the Cabot kind because it's thicker, and a little lemon juice, and that's it. You're ready to go. Mix it all up. You can eat it in like an open face sandwich, or you can just eat it on a rice cake, or just eat the plain chicken salad.
Well, it'd be good for lunch, lunch boxes. Kids love this salad.
Yeah.
We've taste tested with the kid critics. So, it's a good lunchbox salad. And yummy and filling and nourishing, and their brains will be really up for the rest of the day. Let me just go right to dinner. I want to know what, because most people, they think they have to have meat and potatoes and maybe one vegetable, but I don't see all those extra fiber in there. What would you suggest?
Yeah, well, that's the problem. Meat, potato, and one vegetable? Come on.
Yeah,
you gotta
really.
Do two to three vegetables. I've talked about this before, especially when you're thinking fiber. Gotta do two to three vegetables. I really like our stuffed bell pepper with frika. Frika is a great grain, also very rich in fiber. And you can use some ground turkey, stuff it with ground turkey, with the frika, with yellow onions, fresh basil, mozzarella cheese. I mean, it's just really flavor-packed. And if you're not sure your kids would like that, just a veggie kebab. Just pick out whatever vegetables you have on the fridge, put it on a stick and grill it, or even just put it in the oven and just to soften a little bit, serve it with a little bit of extra virgin olive oil, and it's delicious. Why not? You know, a vegetable kebab. I don't want to finish out without saying our favorite fiber food, and I know we're running out of time, which is beans. Beans is my favorite
fiber
food.
So we can't go without beans.
Can't go without
hummus.
Beans. Try to eat them every day. Try to eat beans every day. I always tell people that. It's such a cheap source. Hummus is a great way. We have a flourless bean brownie recipe on our website. Look it up. It uses a can of beans and no flour. You won't believe this brownie, and you're actually getting a ton of fiber from the walnuts in them and from the can of beans itself. So you won't believe how good it tastes when you're using a whole can of beans in there, and a fantastic source of fiber. So for that recipe and all our other recipes that we talked about it today, visit us on Kid Critics. That's KIDKRITICS.org under the recipe tab. Also, you can find us on Facebook and you'll see some of the recipes as well. All our podcasts are on RadioMD.com on our page. And in the meantime, make sure you eat well and stay well.